versa. No, and vice versa. It's Screech Owl smaller.
Probably gonna have to plot this out. Okay. What about the type of bird that drills holes in trees?
Yeah, a woodpecker.
Anything else?
Well, that people turn around and say pecker wood. That's what they call people sometimes, pecker woods.
About the bird?
Oh yeah, bird too. Yeah.
Any particular type of people?
A pecker wood is somebody who's somewhat backward, I guess. What now?
Does the race make any difference?
No, I don't think so.
You can have black pecker woods?
And white pecker woods. Somebody who's, I guess, rather obnoxious in a backwoodsy sort of way, I guess. A smart ass, a backwoods smart ass, maybe. That's a good definition of it.
Okay.
It might have something to do with the sex organs, too. Peckerwood.
Something to do, what do you mean?
Well, people call other people peckers. You pecker, you. And they refer specifically to the male sexual organs.
You call somebody a pecker, but you never call somebody a penis?
No, I never call anybody a penis. I wouldn't call him a dick either. I call him a pecker. You old pecker. Yeah.
What about this animal that can smell like chitlins cooking? Ramps cooking.
Oh, a skunk.
Yeah.
Polecat. A wood kitty? No.
What about animals that would be likely to raid your hen roost? The general term for them.
Critters or varmints.
What would some of these animals be?
Foxes. Snakes. Weasels, possums. Rats. And the like.
And animals, little bushy-tailed animals running around in trees, you call them?
Squirrels.
Different types?
Yeah, gray squirrels. And the red ones are, I call them fox squirrels. And flying squirrels. Don't see any many flying, you don't see any flying squirrels at all down this way anymore.
What about an animal that doesn't have a bushy tail or a squirrel head? Stays on ground mostly, small.
Chipmunk.
What about different types of freshwater fish?
Brim, carp, catfish, channel bass, surely there's more. Gar. Alligator gar. Catfish in the Tennessee River grow to, they stay on the bottom of the river and they grow sometimes to be over 500 pounds. Can you imagine a 500 pound catfish? But divers have gone down the Tennessee River like to look for a body or something have said, say that they're like monsters.
I hope they're docile.
They just lie on the bottom, they're so big.
500 pounds. I've seen people fish for, say, about 100 pound catfish. You ever seen with this little pole about that long?
Uh-huh.
About that thick.
Yeah, yeah. But they, I've never heard of anybody catching one that was as big as I'm talking about.